As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America. There's coffee brewing on the stove, and yeah, there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Monday, Moon Day, August the 30th, 2010. 2-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you. We're going to be rather light on the news today. Not much up on the browser. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular of all things and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access, or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost, like Become Vocal Local Host, at centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Received a letter over the weekend from the Netherlands. How nice to receive such a wonderful surprise. Anyway, once again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM Lompoc, California, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. All of that contact information is available at becomevocallocal.com, and our archives of the previous broadcasts are conveniently stored at oraclebroadcasting.com, the official homepage of this broadcasting network. Stock markets unexpectedly higher. Precious metal trade a little softer. Yeah, we'll talk about that in the market report immediately. Administrative law, paralegals, maybe a little bit of this and a little bit of that. We'll see where the broadcast goes today as time allows. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to that market report for this morning, August the 30th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Fine gold trading off $3.90 an ounce at $1,234.20. Silver off 7 cents at $19.04. Boy, I was projecting the positive there. $19.04 an ounce. Got to like that. Platinum off $2 at $1,529. $1,529 an ounce. Palladium off $5 at $498 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning: $1,232.60 for a low, $1,238.80 for a high. But at $1,234.20, your gold is up year to year, $278.50 for a 29.14% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning, ostensibly, I don't know whether this is true or not, set the price at $1,234.50. And that's where it stands right now. The SPDR gold shares over the weekend picked up a little bit more gold. They're holding 1,298.56 metric tons, valued on the street this morning at $51.54 billion. We'll be right back after these first words from our sponsors. Your calls are welcome today. Stay tuned.
Speed Nazi. WCC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on our Monday, Moonday, August the 30th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, OracleBroadcasting.com. Rather interesting stuff in the news today, not too exciting, but we'll go there in a moment. But let's close out our market report first. Once again, we find gold trading off $3.90 as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time in New York City at $1,234.20. Silver down 7 cents at $19.04 an ounce. Platinum off $2 at $15.29 and palladium off 5 at $498 an ounce. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday closed up 165 at 10,151, creeping across that 10,000 barrier again. The NASDAQ closed up 35 at 2154, and the S&P 500 was up 17, closing at 1065. This morning, crude oil off 44 cents a barrel at $74.73 a barrel, those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index up 20 basis points at 82.96. In the foreign exchange rates, the Canadian loonie exchanges against the U.S. dollar at 95 cents U.S., off 0.07 or 7 basis points. The Mexican peso off 48 basis points, yet still trades at 8 cents U.S. The euro off 41 basis points, trades at $1.27. The British pound off 12 basis points, exchanging at $1.55. and the Swiss franc up 13, the only indicator up in our chart this morning. The Swiss franc continuing its strong moves, up 13 basis points, exchanging against the U.S. dollar for 97 cents U.S. The bond market this morning, the two-year yield is 0.52. The 10-year is at 2.60, and the 30-year yield on those U.S. dreaded bonded indebtedness of Treasury bills, 3.65%. The mortgage market, the 15-year fixed mortgage, moves down from 4.07% a month ago to 3.87% this morning, and the 30-year mortgage moves down from 4.62% to 4.36%, and of course the prime rate stands at 3.25% this morning. Bank holiday in the UK. I guess everybody is sleeping well. This is what comes up. A bank holiday, vacations, and special occasions in the UK in 2010. Below is a list of the public holidays, also known as bank holidays, for 2010, and also some special occasions, blah, blah, blah. And the summer bank holiday is today in the great United Kingdom. Well, I should tell you, I'm telling you, it's pretty slight on the news. There's no doubt about that. Let's see if we can find something to talk about. What have I got here? Where is it? Here it is. I'm looking. Let's go to Benjamin Bernanke. Old Ben Shalom here. Yeah, that's what he is, Benjamin Shalom. Bernanke faces skepticism on policy tools, and he may need fiscal aid. Remember, there's a difference between monetary policy. That's the purview of the federal, bankers there. And then there is fiscal policy, and that's legislature. We found that out before. But this Federal Reserve officials face another round of reports projected to show weakening growth amid skepticism that they have the firepower to deliver on Benjamin Shalom Bernanke's pledge to avoid a relapse into recession. Lots of words in this article, but what's revealing about it is that they're fresh out of bullets. They don't have a clue, and they don't have any tools. Bernanke, in his August the 27th speech to central bankers and economists in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, made his strongest statement yet that the Fed alone can't keep the recovery going. Got all the balls in the air, and they're juggling hard, and they're losing ground. Strong and stable growth will require appropriate and effective response from economic policymakers. All right, that's your Congress, across a wide spectrum, as well as a private sector leader, he said. While Bernanke said the Fed's remaining tools, including asset purchases, and buying back more assets with money they create out of nothing, all right, will work if needed. Some attendees at the annual symposium said during the weekend that the effects of such quantitative easing measures may be weak, or that fiscal policy should play a bigger role. In other words, they need to find somebody to give them advice. All right. There's now a cost-benefit analysis for future actions, which I'd contrast with the whatever-it-takes philosophy of the crisis. Stanford University professor John Taylor, creator of an interest rate formula used by central banks, said in an interview, the benefits of additional quantitative easing are quite small. So I don't imagine they're going to be throwing more money into creating it into existence. Economists and central bankers from more than 40 countries began their meeting August the 27th as the Commerce Department reported that the economy grew by 1.6%. Right? Less than the originally estimated, and it continues. So there's just a lot of discussion, lots of discussion. It was rather interesting, however, that the only thing interesting in this article is some of the response from the other bankers. The Bank of Japan's Masaki Shirakawa returned to Tokyo earlier than planned and called a policy meeting for today. He turned down the croissants and the rubber chicken. He went immediately back to Tokyo and called a policy meeting. The European Central Bank's Jean-Claude Trichet may this week extend emergency bank lending programs. Bank of England Governor, Deputy Governor Charles Bean said in a paper that further policy action may yet be necessary. All right, you got all the rats are just, the cockroaches came out of the room panicking, and they went back to their federal banks to try and figure out what they can do. I really don't think there's a lot that the Fed can do, said Martin Feldstein, a professor at Harvard University in Cambridge. Even the academic Jew can't figure out what to do this time. While additional asset purchases are probably the best option, quote, even if they did quite a lot of it, say $1 trillion worth, I don't think it would have a substantial impact. Folks, have you thought maybe about adding a little bit of gold or silver to your portfolio? The dollars are not going to be bailing us out this time, I'm afraid to say. Let's go over here. Another bit of insanity. Everybody was talking about it. Might as well mention it. Glenn Beck had his Restoring Honor rally in Washington, D.C. over the weekend. Here's a story off of Bloomberg. Doesn't tell us much. I'm not going to share too much of it, but it's along the same line. Fox News commentator, that ought to give you enough clue right there not to bother with it. But anyway, Fox News commentator Glenn Beck said hundreds of thousands who attended his August the 28th rally in Washington were expressing a deep satisfaction with the direction of the country under the Obama administration. Of course, from the reports that I've heard, where they had no signs allowed, nobody could bring a placard or a sign. The most expressive one could be there, I guess, was to wear a T-shirt. So it's hard to say that the audience was expressing a deep satisfaction with anything. But once again, it's just the epitome of stupid. You've got 500,000 people standing right there on the mall, and you don't take over the buildings? Why the hell not? Chickens, chickens.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So back to this article, looking at this Glenn Beck extravaganza in Washington over the weekend. Not too much really more to say about it. The Restoring Honor Rally was billed as a non-political celebration of the military patriotism and American heritage. And from reports from eyes on the ground there, this was just basically, kind of like a military thing where they're, jacking up people, getting them softened up and ready to continue to support these illegitimate, unjust wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and perhaps even, calling for blood against Iran. Sick and sorry, testimony to have, but this is what it is. There's nothing we can do that will solve the problems that we have and keep the peace unless we solve it through God, Beck said in a Fox interview. Now, he's appealing to the Christian right, probably CMP. I don't know who else, hanging out in the background for him here, but he, like Benjamin Bernanke, Glenn Beck is firing blanks as well. Asked by about the Beck rally, President Barry the Usurper told the NBC Nightly News with Brian Williams that he didn't watch it, and he didn't, but that he understood the anxiety of some Americans. All right? So what's the point, folks? What's the point of bussing up and bucking up and chipping in all your money and helping the Washington, D.C. Better Business Bureau and paying all the money it takes to go such a long distance and stay in hotels and eat questionable foods and drink water from sources that you can't rely on? What's the point? If all you're going to do is stand around on the mall, so to speak, and stand in support of what? Glenn Beck? Beck and Palin, the 2008 Republican vice president candidate and now a contributor to News Corp's Fox News, who cares, are both stars of the Tea Party movement. Stars. It doesn't sound at all good. A coalition of voters seeking limits on government spending, taxes, and debt. All right. Beck and Palin exhorted the crowd of fans and activists to embrace religion and the nation's traditional values. From a stage at the Lincoln Memorial, where Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his I Have a Cream speech exactly 47 years earlier. Turning to God, something beyond imagination is happening, Beck said. Looking out onto a sea of people before him on the National Mall, quote, America today begins to turn back to God. Sound like something you've been hearing for a long time, people? Palin, 46, urged attendees to, quote-unquote, restore America by displaying the kind of courage shown by the leaders before them. Quote, you have the same steel spine and moral courage as Washington and Lincoln and Martin. I'm a card-carrying communist, misogynist, puke Martin Luther King said. It will sustain you as it sustained them, Abraham Lincoln. War memorials all around these people as, they're standing inside of a sea, a wall of blood. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Anyway, apparently some people went. I can't imagine why. Consumer spending incomes in the United States probably increased in July. They say probably. This was being written before the report was out. Well, we can see that in the report that there wasn't much of a change. Let's see if I can find that particular report quickly. Let's see, where did I put it? There's so many things that are on the browser here this morning. Let's see if it's this one. No, it's this one right here. Let's go to this one first. Before we read the article, let's find out what really happened. The consumer made a comeback in July in both income and spending. All right, this is off of EconoDay. Listen carefully. The consumer made a comeback. All right, like the comeback kid in July. This nation of consumers. Personal income in July posted a 0.2% gain. All right, you do the math. What do you make in a month? Multiply that times 0.02. if you were bringing in $1,000, what would that be? $20? At the end of the month, you had a $20 bill that you had unexpectedly found in the bottom creases of your wallet. That's the consumer coming, making a comeback. You found a $20 bill for every $1,000 that you earn. That's quite a whopping comeback, isn't it? Following no change in June. I guess we didn't, Barry's program wasn't working for us in June. But again, you have to income average. You run it out through the months. If there was nothing in June and there was only a $20 bill in July, it adds up to $10 a month. Doesn't exactly sound like the consumer's making a comeback. The July figure was a little lower than the consensus expectation for a 0.3% rise. In other words, you would have had a $30 bill someplace in your wallet. More importantly, the wages and salaries component rebounded 0.3% after slipping 0.1% in June. So it went down, and then it come back up. So we have a 0.2% overall in 2 months, 60 days. This component would have been stronger had it not been for a dip in government payrolls. And it would have been just a whole hell of a lot stronger if they hadn't been throwing trillions and trillions of dollars into the lap of AIG and the various bankster gangsters. All right, would have been a lot stronger for a lot of other reasons. Could have been, would have been, and should have been even stronger, but it wasn't. If not been for a dip in government payrolls from laying off the temporary census workers. We mentioned this before. They hired a bunch of temporaries. Then they went through a whole variety of data manipulation as they hired and fired and laid off and rehired those census workers. And so with all of these census workers, again, they're senseless workers. They're not producing anything. It's all being paid for by debt loaned into existence. It's not doing anything for the economy except for maybe, you know, them buying coffee and filling up their gas tanks with gasoline to go around and harass their neighbors and put three-dimensional coordinate geometry on their doorpost. But anyway, a little bit further here. The Fed is depending on the consumer to counter a faltering housing sector, all right? Said Bernanke and company. The Fed is depending on the consumer to counter a faltering housing sector. So the usurper's administration is raping, robbing, and pillaging us, indebting us as never before, and then they're expecting us to take what little remains, and they're depending on us to counter the faltering housing sector. Overall, personal consumption increased 0.4% in July, following a flat number in June, the latest beat in the market forecast for a 0.3% gain. By components, durable goods jumped by 0.9%. Non-durable goods rose by 0.3%. Not much, less than 1%. Who would have thought that an uptick in inflation would be good? Blah, 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 so on and so forth. So, anyway, there's a lot there. Consumer spending, they say, probably increased in July, and not much. The increase in spending probably, this is a Bloomberg article now, it's all anticipation. This is pre the report. The consumer is really not out there buying much more than they need, said Ellen Zentner. And that's an important statement. They're excuse me, not buying anything more than they need. Remember, we've talked about the difference between want and need. A man's wants are endless, but a man's needs are few. And the consumer is really not out there buying much more than they need. So you're buying basic groceries. You're buying things only to replace those absolutely essential things that have been broken, worn out, or exhausted. And you're just kind of holding ground. And it's happening all across the country. Remember, we talked about the difference between buying, you know, luxury spas for your bathroom and new kitchen cabinets down at Home Depot or Lowe's versus buying a tube of caulking and a can of paint. Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin Shalom Bernanke said last week that the central bank will, quote, do all that it can, close quote, to ensure a continuation of the economic recovery. But as you noticed over the weekend, they weren't able to pull that rabbit out of that hat either. We'll be right back.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags, perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And disappointed with the information available on the Bloomberg website this morning for news, I decided I'd jump around a little bit, went up to the New York Times this morning. Online edition, and there was nothing really there either, but this article looked like it would at least be discussable, if not just plain disgusting, by Claire Kane Miller. Yeah, Adam raised up Kane, right? Internet companies have appropriated the real estate business's mantra, it's all about location, location, location. And we've talked about this in the past, but it's coming out in the news a little bit more mainstream. But while a home on the beach will always be an easy sell, it may be more difficult to persuade people to start using location-based web services, right? Tracking devices. Big companies and startups alike, including Google, Foursquare, Gowalla, and Shopkick, never heard of the last three, and most recently Facebook, offer services that let people report their physical location online so they can connect with friends or receive coupons. Venture capitalists have poured $115 million, which is a drop in the bucket, by the way, into location startups since last year, according to the National Venture Capital Association, and companies like Starbucks and Gap have offered special deals to the users of such services who visited their stores. All right? But for all the attention and money these apps and websites are getting, adoption has so far been largely confined to pockets of young, technically adept, urbanites. Just 4% of Americans have tried location-based services, and 1% use them weekly. So not very many people are buying into this nonsense. Quote, ever since mobile phones and location technology got started, there have been conversations about the potential for doing something really incredible with this for marketers. Of course, the RFID chips and all that sort of stuff are included in this discussion as well. This is the GIS, GPS, Global Governance System. But clearly the question is whether it has reached the mainstream, and it looks like the answer is no. Foursquare, for example, which lets people check in to public places on their phones and let their friends know where they are, has close to 3 million users, most of them in cities. Looped, a similar service, has 4 million users, about a quarter of whom actively use it, about a million people. Compare that with Twitter, which has 145 million registered users. This month, Facebook introduced Places, which adds some Foursquare-like features to its social network. If Places catches on with Facebook's 500 million users, many think it could bring location sharing to the masses. Right? Step by step, piece by piece, drip and drop and drab along. People get accustomed to reporting on where they are at all times. They get more and more comfortable with this. And as you can see, they're having to go to the very young. Oh, very young. When will you ever learn? When will you ever learn? Clearly, location is not yet mainstream. It's still a younger demographic phenomenon. I wonder how much influence the public schools or the public school system has had on these young people, getting them used to this idea that it's A-OKO, you know, that you have no privacy and have no reasonable expectation of privacy. But, they say, if anyone can change it, Facebook will. For now, many people are sharing their physical location crosses a line. Even if they freely share other information on the web. Stephanie Angelucci, must be an Italian there, who is 30 years old and lives in North Beach, Maryland. Of course, she wasn't averse to letting people know her age and where she lives, updates her MySpace page with photos of her babies. Now we know that Stephanie Angelucci, who is 30 years old, who lives in North Deep Beach, Maryland, has babies. All right. And so you go up on the internet and you type in find people, Stephanie Angelucci, North Beach, Maryland. And in 30 seconds or less, you'll have her address and her telephone number. And you know that she has babies. People just don't seem to have a clue. I don't like broadcasting where we are or when my husband's gone just for safety reasons, she said. All right, Stephanie Angelucci has a husband. She has babies. She's 30 years old. She lives in North Beach, Maryland, and he's often gone. We go to playtime, the park, and the grocery store. All right. Stephanie Angelucci lives in North Beach, Maryland, is 30 years old, is married. Her husband is not always with her, and she has babies. She goes to the park, at the grocery store, and playtime. Are we building an ID on this one? My life isn't exciting enough to broadcast where I am and what I do. And she's done it already, right here in this New York Times article. Some of the users of Foursquare like the spontaneous social gatherings it can inspire, or the way it keeps friends informed of one's nightlife exploits. Nightlife exploits, what's that about? But people who are not frequent bar hoppers need other reasons to check in. The companies that make location-based services are working to add incentives in that they hope it will trigger a bigger audience. Sharing location becomes a simple cost-benefit analysis for most people, said Matt Galligan, chief executive of Simple Geo, which sells location technologies to companies building apps. There has to be an incentive for giving away very specific information, like coupons or points. Now, people who would exchange their essential liberty for temporary security deserve neither their liberty nor their security, and those that are willing to exchange their essential liberty for coupons or points are something short of ignoramus. ShopKick, which became available this month, offers coupons to people when they walk into stores. When they walk into the store. The application allows users to share their location just with the store and not with other people. Elizabeth Ailey, 38, a volunteer in Nixa, Missouri. Well, my, this is real close. Elizabeth Ailey, or Ailey, A-L-E-Y, 38 years old, Nixa, Missouri. You just go in, just type it into your, you know, find people, and you can have her street address in a moment. Ms. Ailey has chosen to use the app to also reveal her location to her Facebook friends and Twitter followers. The result rewards make using the app worthwhile, she said, and the privacy trade-off really never crossed my mind. The privacy trade-off really never crossed my mind. Well, Ms. Ailey, has it crossed your mind now? Maybe we should call you after the broadcast and let you know that your privacy has been compromised. Anyway, connecting with friends is nice, but I don't know that it'll alone be enough of a driver to make a location service widely popular, said Josh Williams, a Gowalla founder. And there's more. It just continues. Insanity from one end to another. Here's a little bit more insanity. Heard an interesting broadcast over the weekend in regards to BP and all things Captain Kelly Sweeney talking. There's a lot more going on down in the Gulf than we're aware of, but certainly as far as the news is concerned, the greatest environmental disaster of the age is over, right? Well, maybe, but there's still a lot going on. BP said to fault own engineers for misrepresenting well data. See, they're a long ways out from being out of the woods yet. BP PLC's internal investigation of the Deepwater Horizon rig disaster pins some of the blame on the company for mistakes made when finishing the oil wells. Got an email from Roy Blunt's office, promotion, campaign group, or whatever you want to call it, over the weekend. And Roy Blunt was taking some flack from Robin Carnahan, the Democrat challenger for the Senate seat. And calling him basically, you know, just a an insider. He's received a whole gob and a bunch of money from BP. And he's not really pushing too strong here for any kind of a meaningful investigation. So that's the kind of senator we'll get out of Roy. Good old Roy. Roy Blunt. BP managers aboard the Transocean Limited Ocean Rig misinterpreted a test of the Macondo well's stability on April the 20th, deciding the test confirmed the well was in good shape, said the person anonymously. That positive interpretation of the test data cleared the way for the rig workers to begin replacing drilling fluid in the well, which is heavier than oil and natural gas, with seawater. The seawater was too light to prevent the natural gas that began leaking into the well from shooting up the pipe to the rig, where it exploded, killing 11 workers. That 11 always troubles me. The damaged well, not that we'd want 13 or 10, but 11 is a bit peculiar. The damaged well eventually spewed more than 4 million barrels of oil. See, this has been revised down. Eventually spilled 4 million crude right off of Bloomberg just last week. It was 4.9 million barrels. I guess we round down to the nearest million, not up to the next million. A federal investigative panel comprised of U.S. Coast Guard officers and Interior Department regulators is focused on how BP employees aboard the rig and in Houston failed to detect the signals that the well was about to erupt. Well, we'll be back.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month.
Remember, that website is teamspeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. teamspeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And having given far more time to the news basket today than it really deserved, it wasn't much for news, just a little bit of this and a little bit of that. You know, this is all public notice, but it's also fluff pieces and stuff that people write, you know, when they get paid to write, and they're, I don't know whether they're paid by the period or whether they're paid by the sentence. But anyway, we'll let them go along the same road as Glenn Beck to their own destruction. Going back in, let's elevate our minds a little bit and go back and return once again to our discussion of legal research and writing for the paralegal. I am making great progress nearing the end of this 600-page book. It's a textbook for paralegals. And if you haven't ever thought about it, and I certainly hadn't, but if you haven't ever thought about this, and some of our one of our listeners on Friday last, LessGov, in the chat room, acquired several books on the paralegal from studies from his family member. And so now he's embarked in it. And I would encourage you, all of you, especially those of you that blog, those of you that post, those of you that frequent the chats and things like that, maybe dive into and make an inquiry in the next week, 10 days or thereabouts, or as soon as you can, when you can, where you can, into just what is, answer the question for yourself, what is a paralegal, and what does a paralegal do, and what role do they play in the justice department? Very interesting stuff, quite revealing. Of course, they're being sheep-penned into, you know, very narrow scopes and fields. They're being forced into certain places where they, you know, are just basically like a trained circus pony. But nevertheless, even from the time that this book was published till now, this was back in 1994, until now, incredible changes have been made in our ability to use these techniques on the Internet. And so where it may have one time been necessary to be ancillary to a large and well-stocked law library or maybe in a university town, or someplace like that, maybe in a big city. Perhaps you live in a big city today. You've got a treasure house in legal research available to you that's absolutely absent to me here in Southwest Missouri. But up on the internet, if you know the names of the various publications, and if you know the various corporations that are behind the principal research tools available to the legal beagle, you got a leg up. And especially when you learn a little bit about, you know, as they say, you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. You need to understand a little bit about what you're looking for when you're actually doing legal research. And one of our chatters this morning is, you know, is dealing with trying to come to grips, understanding what to do about foreclosures on real estate, you know, and they have a personal interest. And maybe you find yourself in that situation. Maybe you're up against your town council. Maybe you're up against a planning commission. Maybe you're involved, you know, with some kind of a brouhaha with the city that you live in. And so finding out how to do the necessary research and how to then go ahead and put together your brief and your pleading and all of that could be useful to you. And these are the things that the legal, the paralegal does. And so here we started last week on Friday in regards to administrative law, where we found that in the first half of the century, it became evident that Congress's lawmaking ability could not keep pace with the demands of modern society. And as a result, Congress delegated, or perhaps we could say abrogated, certain tasks to agencies, and then each was created to administer a body of law. And so we find out that the Department of Health and Human Services, the DSHS, Kathleen Sebelius, becomes one of the biggest collectives, corporations in the United States, or perhaps even in the world, right? Trumping Walmart. When you think about all of your health care, your health departments all across America, they have these corporate offices in all of the several states, in all of the counties, and in most every city and town, even the smallest burg. Right? And there's a multitude, there's a plethora of these agencies that all come under the Department of Health and Human Services. Again, remembering Auguste Comte, sociology and the sociologist, Henri Bichat, I think it was Henri Bichat, the physiologist. He was at the time in the 1850s making a considerable stride looking at the brain and its relationship to all of its various body and organ functions. You know, they hadn't put all that together yet. They were still coming on to that understanding at that time period. And so when we look at the organizational structure, for instance, of the United Nations or the Department of Health, Social Health and Welfare, whatever it is, DHS or whatever it is, when you look at that and you look at all of the various organs and all of the members, it becomes a colossus in a hurry. And this was created by Congress when they opened the door to this. And it goes back to the Administrative Procedures Act and even earlier than that. So then he continues and it says, you'll recall that the typical view of the government is that each of the three branches of government, the legislative, the judicial, and the executive, exercise one function. And so the legislative makes the law, the judicial interprets the law, and the executive enforces the law respectively. And as I mentioned on Friday, these agencies take on all three of these branches, if you will, of government, where they're actually able to make law, and then they interpret the law or the rules and the regulations that they make, and then they can go out and enforce them. And so when we create agencies, we're creating these mini quasi-governmental powers, like legislatures. They enact their own rules and regulations, and they act quasi-judicially, and they have an executive or an enforcement arm as well. And then it continues, and it talks about the sweeping powers. We spoke about all of that on the Friday past. Continuing, dropping down a little bit, you'll need to become familiar with the terminology of its administrative law. And I mean, we couldn't emphasize that more here on Become Vocal Local if we were to put it in gold letters 10 feet tall. You will need to become familiar with the terminology of administrative law. Why? Because under the executive branch, certainly in the state of Missouri, likely in your state, and in the federal government, under the administrative branch is 99.9% of law and government. It's that little teeny bit. Look at the budgets. The little teeny bit budgeted for Congress, the U.S. House of Representatives and the Senate, and your state representatives and your state Senate, and the Supreme Court and all of its various and sundry other courts below that, the district courts, etc., the circuit courts. You look at the budget line items for those two items in your federal system and in the state system, and you'll see the disproportionate weighting. It's all executive branch. It's all executive and their agencies. Fascinating to understand it. But while the product of legislature, a legislature is a law or a statute, again, product. These are corporations. What do they produce? They produce law. And we pay them to do that. And so is it any surprise that they are very productive in what they do? Should it be any surprise that they make 1,000, they advance 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, sometimes as many as 5,000 pieces of legislation? Here we've got the H.R. 4972, the 111th Congress, second session. There are 4,972. This is the 4,972nd piece of legislation considered by the 111th Congress. That's a couple. All right? They're very productive. Their productivity ratio is high. And what is their product? Law or statute? Thousands and thousands of pages. We read it last week and found out more that up until about 1916, 1917, somewhere right in there, there had previously, if you were at foot, and they did, they put all of the statutes and laws in volumes, and there were only 80 volumes. But since that time forward, I think there are now 15,000 volumes. Who can know it all? Who could even touch it? The product of an administrative agency is a rule or a regulation, and the terms rule and regulation are used synonymously. A violation of a rule or a regulation can be subject to a punishment just as the violation of a statute. All right? So agency rules and regulations are primary law, and we need to be aware of it. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Much more to come.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the oraclebroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your Liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moon Day, August the 30th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, OracleBroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for each and every day. Today the news was pretty weird. Not much, really, in the news basket, so we're going to deviate from the news, and we're going to go right into the facts, which we started in the last segment. But the idea of administrative law becomes more and more important as we start to listen to other voices. And certainly, I would have very little understanding of any of this, and I still don't have that clarity of understanding that I seek had I not come into contact with Ralph Winterode, for instance, and the research that he's put out. Lots of good material, Ralph Winterode, justbelly.com, J-U-S-B-E-L-L-I.com, I believe is his website. You might want to check him out. But nevertheless, back into our discussion here, before we go into the publication of federal administrative law, so that you can find out more about it, let's think about this idea of lawmaking, interpretation, and then enforcement from the standpoint of administrative law right where you live. Went into the Black's Law Dictionary, the 8th, and opened it up to municipal. Found an interesting little ditty in here. Just I'll throw it out first, just as a sidebar. Mundium. I don't know how many of you ever heard of that. Mendium or Mundium. M-U-N-D-I-U-M. Black's Law Dictionary. Black's 8th. Law Latin. It's the legal protection and the representation granted to a person who is socially and physically weak. Socially and physically weak. Do you feel socially or physically weakened by the course of events since September the 11th of 2001? The legal protection and the representation, mundium, law Latin, of a person who is socially and physically weak. It reads this way, it's a quote. In a society of persons in which the authority to maintain the law was in the hands of its members. Now, what are they talking about that? Would that be the right to keep and bear arms? In a society of persons in which the authority to maintain the law was in the hands of its members, would that be a people that had access to a jury, a trial by jury of their peers, and of which the membership rested on the ability to bear arms and defend oneself, or weir, W-E-E-R, weir. The ability to bear arms and defend oneself in a society of persons in which the authority to maintain the law was in the hands of its members and of which the membership rested on the ability to bear arms and defend oneself. The strong men, the mighty men of valor, mundium. Those who, for want of strength or some other reason, were unable to do so. Could you think of your young ones, your little boys and your little girls, maybe your grandmother, your grandfather, perhaps someone who had lost their ability to see or hear, or perhaps had some paralysis or other malfunction? All right. They're a person who is socially and physically weak. Maybe they're a little bit, as they say, addled in the brain. All right. But in a society, if persons in which the authority to maintain the law was in the hands of its members and of which the membership rested on the ability to bear arms, you know, la raza, it's gangster banksters, you know, and so on. We'll talk about that a little bit more in a moment. Stay tuned. Lots more to come. I hope you find this segment interesting.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at powerofthepursemovie.com. Again, that's powerofthepursemovie.com.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So returning once again here on Monday, August the 30th, 2010, our two-hour broadcast now in the second hour, looking into the Black's Law Dictionary, acquiring into an unusual find over the weekend, mundium, M-U-N-D-I-U-M, a law Latin phrase, a term in law, the legal protection and the representation granted to a person who is socially and physically weak. You know, that's like extending the covering, you know, of your strong arm to somebody that is less able to defend themselves. Some of what we do here every single day, encouraging you to become vocal local and get rapidly involved in a process of building your local voting precinct groups as a multi-purpose meeting group. People who understand a deliberative assembly that know how to come together and work out their grievances. Certainly we talked about Schaefer Cox up in Fairbanks, Alaska, who has put together not only a common law court system, but they've also put together a 3,500-man militia, and they've got their Liberty Card system set up so that they can protect themselves from errant officers of government, etc. In a society of persons in which the authority to maintain the law was in the hands of its members, isn't that what it's always been about here in our country? a society of persons in which the authority to maintain the law was in the hands of its members, such that we haven't delegated, you know, to the granted unto the federal system, the union, the compact, was retained to the states and to the people, respectively. All right? The authority to maintain the law was in our hands. Those who, for want of strength or some other reason, were unable to do so, could not play an active part and were necessarily placed under the authority of those whose protection they needed. All right? Are you seeking the protection of your county government, your city government, your municipal government? Are you seeking the protection? Did you ask to be under the protection of the FedGov? I didn't. Originally, mundium was not intended or limited to family law. Gradually, it lost its wider meaning, and in its restricted sense, it received different applications as family relations became classified into separate groups. Let me talk about the Department of Social and Health Welfare, whatever it is. Okay. We come into this world of agency, and we've become more and more dependent on all of these various and sundry agencies to do what under mundium we would do ourselves. The idea of the difference between being self-reliant and becoming a dependent. In its restricted sense, it received different applications, and as family relations became classified into separate groups, and the conception of the mundium appeared under different forms with special rules and special names, e.g. marital power, parental power, guardianship, and curatorship. Interesting. Alexander Wood, Renton, and George Grenville Fillmore, The Comparative Law of Marriage and Divorce, mundium. Mundium, the relationship in your family. Well, here's a little bit. Let's just pick it up with muni. Muni. See municipal bond, under bonds. This, again, right out of the dictionary, Black's dictionary. Municips. A citizen of a municipality. You would be a municip. You live in Seattle or Philadelphia or Scranton, Pennsylvania, or some other municipality. Muni, 1313. A municip, a citizen of a municipality, a member of the council of a municipium. Municipal, of or relating to a city, a town, or a local governmental unit, so it's not based upon size. It's different from that. It's by the charter. Municipal. Municipal action. The second, municipal, of or relating to the internal government of a state or nation, as contrasted with international. Municipal, as contrasted with international. Municipal law, as contrasted with international or customary international law. A municipal action. Any authorized exercise of governmental power by a municipal officer, board, agency, or other municipal body. So we've got agencies, administrations, administrative law. Municipal affairs, the matters relating to the local government of a municipality. And again, this could be a city, a town, or a local government. Municipal aid, financial aid or other assistance provided by a municipality to a private business, usually to encourage it to relocate to the municipality. These are these enterprise zones that we've been speaking about, where there are actually benefits in tax and in visa status, etc., being extended to foreigners, like, let's say, the Red Chinese or someone from Shanghai, the Shanghai Cooperation Agreement, blah, 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 or anywhere, to come into your community and to buy lands and to build a factory and to provide jobs, whether that be Toyota or Honda or whomever, for Americans. Or whether they come in and they buy up your watersheds. Or whatever. Municipal attorney, see city attorney, municipal bonds, municipal charter. A municipal charter becomes very important when we start getting involved in the legal research under administrative law. A municipal corporation, we talked about that. Manta.com, M-A-N-T-A.com. Find companies, Exeter's mayor's office, the city of Exeter, a company listed on Dun & Bradstreet, the Exeter mayor's office. This is a small town, 700 people. Can you believe it? It's listed on Dun & Bradstreet. It's a private company. Municipal corporation, a city, town, or other local political entity formed by a charter from the state and having the autonomous authority to administer the state's local affairs. Who is it working for? You or the state? In the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, including the mundium, returned as codified, statutory, regulated privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. And then it goes on and talks about a municipal corporation de facto, a corporation recognized to exist, although it has not fully complied with statutory requirements. When there is, one, a valid law authorizing its incorporation, and two, a colorable, color of law, and bona fide, or bona fide, attempt to organize under that law, and three, an assumption of powers conferred under that law. A de facto municipal corporation. There's a valid law at the state, and they exercise it. It's a colorable and bona fide attempt to organize under that law. In other words, they organize and they call a city council or a town council. And three, an assumption of powers conferred under that law. It's not de jure, it's de facto. Well, there's much more. Municipal courts, municipal domiciles, municipal elections, municipal functions. It's the duties and responsibilities that a municipality owes to its members. Who are its members? The municeps. The municeps. Citizens of a municipality. Members of a council. Members of the council. Doesn't represent you again. Municipal judge. Municipal law. The ordinances and other laws applicable within a city, a town, or other local government entity. And these are things that are difficult to, these are things that are difficult to research for the paralegal. When we come back from this break, we're going to go into the process of digging out and sorting out this conundrum that we find ourselves living under.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And so we're going to take a big jump over some of the federal studies and some of the state studies and dive into municipal research for the balance, or at least for a few moments of today's broadcast. And I hope you find it interesting, because most of the trouble that you're going to find, as I say, you know, all politics are local. And so most of the trouble and the angst that you're going to experience these days, especially as we go into this new feudalist period where we take all the power to the edge, you know, this was foretold in their own writings from the Tavistock and the Smith Institute in 2004 and earlier. But as it now starts to come on us and at us, as they begin to destroy the federal governments and state governments, and even longingly destroying county governments, they're looking to the municipalities, the municipals. These are the little city-states. We're going back to Sparta and Rome and Athens, Greek times, going back again, you know, in New York City, and you got Chicago. And the boss of Chicago, the Chicago boss and the cartel and the mob that runs Chicago is the only law that you have. They're on top of you all the time. They're revenuing you continuously. And what do you do? Well, you're going to have to know how their system works, how it's set up, and what you can do to facilitate around in it. But again, we understand that these courts are just as rigged as the stock market is rigged, just as rigged as the precious metals market has been rigged. And so it's going to have to be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. You're going to have to research and research well. But fortunately, while we have the time, there are many questions that can be resolved on the Internet. So here's a section titled Municipal Research. Again, we're looking at a paralegal. What is a paralegal? What does a paralegal do? What function do they perform for the law? You're the attorney. Introduction. Often a legal question may arise that is entirely of local concern. Local concern, that's where it bites you. It's in your front yard. It's on your doorstep. It's taped to your front door. And you need to deal with it. For example, if a client wishes to install a swimming pool in a backyard, he or she will need to know what requirements are imposed by the local jurisdiction with regard to fencing around the pool. And this is a very real issue. This is a building code violation. All right? A client, again, we're talking about the legal, the paralegal, working for a lawyer, and he or she is doing research for the lawyer to accommodate a request or a need of a client, being you. Only you can do this work for yourself if you know how. A client who has a 2-acre parcel of land may wish to maintain horses on his or her or that property, and we'll need to know if this is permissible. We've had a recent action like this here in the city of Cassville, the neighboring town only 5 miles away, where there was a question in regards to annexing a piece of property because the owners had the habit of keeping and maintaining horses on their small parcel, and the city didn't like that. Similarly, a client may desire to put an addition onto a house, bringing the structure within 10 inches of a neighbor's boundary. Can you do that? What are the rules? What are the regulations? How do you go about that process? Or perhaps you've noticed that your neighbor has built a structure and you think it sits too close to your property line for comfort and you're not liking it. What do you do? Complain? Get in the person's face? Get in a fist fight? Roll around on the lawn? Or you do your homework? I think you should start with your homework. These and other similar issues are determined by referring to the requirements imposed by the local jurisdiction. Again, the municipality, municipal law. And then, of course, there's a municipal judge. rather than the code of the state. To determine the answer to such questions of local concern, you need to know how to conduct municipal or local legal research. And they're going to give us a little terminology now. This is all real light. Just let it go over your head. Go back and listen to the archives if you find it appropriate and make notes. Most municipalities operate under a document called a charter. And the charter is a very important instrument. We're going to find out in a moment how important it is. But the charter is very important. And if you could get a copy of the charter for your municipality originally, and then any subsequent additions, you might be able to see how this corporation was originally established. And who was the agent, or who is the agent for this corporation? And how many times has its name been changed? Does its name change every time a new mayor is elected? Is it Bloomberg, City of New York, Bloomberg? Is that a private corporation, just like Nancy Pelosi, United States House of Representatives, is a private corporation, according to Manta.com? So most municipalities operate under a document called a charter. Remember the Magna Charter, which sets forth the powers and the activities in which the municipality may engage. Perhaps you could just grab the charter, and by a very careful and deliberate study of the charter, you may be able to find that your municipality is operating beyond the scope of power and activity granted under this charter. You know, when the colonies were founded, they were all founded as corporations, companies, the Virginia Company, you know, etc. They came with charters. A charter for a city is similar to a constitution for a state. Now, they may not be operating under your state's constitution per se, or de jure. They may be operating under the color of that, under a de facto state constitution. The difference between this state and the state, this state being the de facto entity and the state being the original, perhaps your city is operating under a de facto charter, this city, as opposed to the city. These local, just as your state passes statutes, there are laws and that are laws for the state. Municipalities also engage in lawmaking. Remember, it's an agency. They also engage in lawmaking, and this should be of concern to you. There may be a town not far away from you that has a better structure and has better laws than the one that you're living in. Maybe while time remains, you might move to a town that has a better charter and a better system of law. As Mike Chambers and myself have spoken of frequently, one of the benefits to gain by forming your local voting precinct groups and gaining majority positions on your Republican and Democratic parties is that you can then become the parties in your county, and you could begin to build, just as Schaefer Cox has begun in a parallel government in Fairbanks, Alaska, you could begin forging an island of freedom for all of the people that live in your county to become like a founder, a local hero, a true local hero. All right? But again, just as your state passes statutes that are laws for your state, municipalities also engage in lawmaking. And as we've said before, rather than sitting there under the grinding wheels of the juggernaut or standing outside railing with your bullhorn, and marching up and down or listening to Glenn Beck, wouldn't it be more appropriate to seek the repeal of an egregious piece of local lawmaking than it would be to suffer under living under it? I think so. And it would certainly be much faster. These local laws are usually called ordinances. Peculiar, isn't it? Ammunition that you fire downfield is also known as ordnance, isn't it? Ordnance. It's something they use to destroy you with, and or resolutions. So you either have local laws as ordinances, a body of ordinances, or resolutions, be it resolved. Ordinances are passed by the local governing body. So with that, we'll pick it up right after this. We'll come back and look at the city council and some of the other parts and pieces.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the oraclebroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So I'm diving into a book here that I've shared with you information from in before. This was written by Eli Halevi. Eli Halevi. This is a fellow that is, it's very important to know who Eli Halevi is. But if you don't remember, I've spoken in the past about Henry St. Simon, St. Simon, Bonhomme. And his group that came out of his work, the Saint Simonians, and the Saint Simonians got embroiled in a very, you know, it was a tooth and fang type of a deal with the Rothschilds. The Rothschilds prevailed, and the French credit mobilier of Europe began thereafter. This is out of a book written by Eli Halevi, The Growth of Philosophic Radicalism. Here we are at the home of philosophical radicalism. This book has been very, very useful to me. It's taught me a lot about the situation we find ourselves in. But here on page 189, We're in a section that is referring considerably to Jeremy Bentham, Burke, etc., but also to Thomas Paine. We don't hear these kinds of words from Thomas Paine often, but these thoughts and threads, he was known more in Europe than he was in England, and really than he was in America. Much more of his successes happened elsewhere than here, and he wrote The Common Sense, that's for sure, but he wrote much else, too, including The Age of Reason. And if you missed the two presentations, Michael Herzog over the weekend, first on Saturday with the real deal, and then the replay on Sunday with his guest in regards to deism, I'd recommend that you listen carefully to those broadcasts. Good work, Michael Herzog. But all the great social laws are natural laws. Laws of mutual and reciprocal interest. Again, mundium. All laws, all right? All the great social laws are natural laws. Laws of mutual and reciprocal interest. Men conform to them and obey them because it is in their interest to do so, and not through respect for the laws which the governments lay down. In short, society is capable of performing for itself almost all the functions which are ordinarily assigned to the government, and experience is constantly teaching us to reduce further the number of government functions. See where our founders were coming from, the idea of a limited government, a constitutionally limited republican form of representative government. Thomas Paine often credited as being the father of republicanism. Certainly representative government of his day. In short, society is capable of performing for itself almost all the functions which are ordinarily assigned to the government, but of course it requires an educated people, an enlightened people, people who can be the replacement set in this time of trial that we're facing. Right? Are you of that caliber? Have you taken time? Will you be the leader for your area? Will you help them to understand that they can live with less and less government, less and less tyrannical and despotic control, that they can move in away from liberty and into freedom once in their life? Consider, for instance, what went on in America during the first years of the War of Independence. In the absence of any regular government, the identity of interest was sufficient to bring about common security. Now, you can talk about building community, but let's use the words of a time gone past and understand, in the absence of any regular government, the identity of interests was sufficient to bring about common security. Mundium again. But how then is it possible not to perceive that there is a formal contradiction between the two points of view which Thomas Paine successfully adopts? Nature confers on the individual more and more natural rights than power with which to defend them. We have all manner and sundry of the natural law written, as Sir Edward Coke said in an audience with King James I of England, Scotland, that we live with the natural law written on our hearts by the very finger of God. But we have all of this, the laws of nature, and nature's God, and we have these unalienable rights, but nature confers on the individual more natural rights than the power with which to defend them. Where are those mighty men of valor? Therefore, it is necessary to institute governments. See, governments are instituted among men to secure the blessing of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Therefore, it is necessary to institute governments in order to preserve artificially the harmony of rights. Nature gives the individual more natural needs than power with which to satisfy them, right? This is the contradiction of this foolishness that goes around about building sustainable communities, all right? Foolishness, self-reliance. But even here, so long ago, nature gives the individual more natural needs than power with which to satisfy them. But in exchange, individuals find means to satisfy their natural needs without resorting to any constraint, without any sacrifice of interest. And we do that by working together. Right? Self-reliance, a self-reliant community to be strived for. But you need to know that you're still going to have to go to the neighboring community or perhaps to a county fair to make exchanges with people who have things, goods, and services that you don't possess. Continuing, in the first part of the Rights of Man, a propagandist edition of the Declaration of the Rights of Man and of the Citizen, in the second part, it would be more accurate to see a pamphlet written in order to propagate Adam Smith's fundamental ideas, which are in this case no longer applied to the solution of economic problems, but also and above to all political problems. And so the Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations and his fundamental ideas laid out in that were well known to Thomas Paine and many of the founders, being written contemporary with the war of the Declaration of Independence and our war for freedom. Anyway, continuing. Revolutionary war, and the revolution continues. Thus, with Paine, the democratic philosophy returns to the philosophic tradition of Hume and Adam Smith, that is to say, the philosophy of utility. And, of course, that precedes Jeremy Bentham and the utilitarians. Instances are not wanting, wrote Thomas Paine, to show that everything which government can usefully add thereto has been performed by the common consent of society without government. Government is instituted among men with their consent of the governed. Right? But everything that they can do, we've done before that without government. We've already come across this tendency to separate the two concepts in Hume, in Adam Smith, and in Priestley. And Priestley is somebody to look into. Priestley is written, spelled just the same way it sounds. P-R-I-E-S-T-L-E-Y. Very interesting. Very interesting writer. Very interesting philosopher at the time, the age of philosophical radicalism. We have seen how Thomas Paine, from the time of the American Revolution, that's the correct way of saying it, the American Revolution, not the War of Independence, the American Revolution, we now have developed this thesis with fresh energy. The abolition of all regular government, far from necessarily resulting in the dissolution of society, should, according to Thomas Paine, act in the opposite way and strengthen the social bond. Again, the abolition of all regular government. For governments are military in their origin and in the spirit of their institutions. And Eisenhower, in his farewell address, warned us about the creeping up amongst us of the military-industrial complex, founded by robbers and bandits, by conquerors and usurpers, born of war. They are organized for war and live by war governments. We need to be aware of that. Why is the origin of all existing governments wrapped in deep obscurity? Paine writes, it is because it is the interest of governments to conceal the antisocial nature of their origins. They know it is to their direct interest to perpetuate national prejudices and national hatreds, to prevent the people from understanding that their interests are in reality one. Such is the philosophy of war as opposed to the philosophy of commerce. War is the faro table of governments and nations, the dupes of the game. Why are governments so costly? It is because in order to justify their existence, they have to make war. And war is costly. It is also because they transport even into the interior of the countries which they govern the system of rapine which they have been accustomed to practice against the enemy. Now they make war in order to find pretexts for increasing the mass of taxes. Government is the art of conquering at home. And so we look at the municipal governments, and we see that they're conducting a war against us, laying every kind of penalty and tax and fine and exaction and fee. And this is done by local laws, usually called ordinances or resolutions, passed by the local governing body. We'll be right back.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags, perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
So again, we find that the ordinances are passed by the local governing body, and this may be a city council acting with a mayor, a county board of supervisors, or some other local legislative body. And of course, each of those will be operating under and following Robert's Rules of Order. And the more you know about Robert's Rules of Order, the more effective you'll be working inside and around these various forms and bodies. In smaller communities, proposed ordinances are published in the community newspaper. Now, if you don't have a community newspaper, you're SOL. Here in this little community I live in, it's up to us, I guess, apparently, to go to the city hall from time to time and look on the front door. Or they'll post an 8.5 by 11, you know, document, you know, in fine print. And, you know, God help you if you miss the document, because the city council is going to get together, and the mayor and the alderman will pass something, and you won't have any clue. Unless you're always participating. Unless you're ever vigilant. And so I make it a point to stop by and look and see what they got posted on the door. I wish it was better than that, but in a small community, that's sometimes what you're left with. We don't have a community newspaper setting forth the text of the proposed ordinance and the time and the date of the meeting scheduled to consider and vote on passage of the ordinance. You can see how much, you know, how important it is to be aware, how important it is to already have your local voting precinct group, not just in mind, but in hand. Because you're going to have to come out all of a sudden if there's something coming along down the pike that is egregious and something that contradicts your freedoms, you're going to need to turn out. And you'll need to have a body of people coming with you to be persuasive in the face of the mayor and the aldermen to say no. We become vocal local, and we just say no. If the measure is passed, its text will also be published in the local newspaper, maybe, maybe not. In larger municipalities, now here you'd have a little bit more opportunity of public notice. This is the whole idea of publicity. We've spoken of it in the past. Without publicity, the system of representative government falls on its face. And so if you live in a small town and they never publish any of their doings, you're out of luck. School board, same process. Health board, ambulance district, volunteer fire departments, same process. There's no public notice. You have no idea what's going on. In larger municipalities, information relating to a proposed ordinance in the text of approved ordinances is usually published in a separate journal. Does your local, you know, municipality have a journal that you can go in and ask for and take a look at so that you can see all of the various and sundry things that they've done ever since their inception, that charter, the issuance of that charter, the acceptance of that charter? Can you track it forward, keep conveniently and comfortably? At the state level, after the statutes are passed, they are organized into codes. That is, they are codified, statutory, regulated, privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. This same process occurs for municipal legislation. The ordinances passed by the local legislature are organized or codified so that all of the zoning ordinances are together. Don't count on it. Don't count on it. I've gone and asked for codes and been given antique codes, and only later to be presented with other codes taped to my door. Don't expect to find a codification in a small town. It's almost like the Boss Hog and the Good Old Boys Club. They got all kinds of stuff that they've passed over the years, and they're all skelter, helter-skelter, and they're not in a book. You just can't go get it. So all of the health and safety measures are brought together, all of the plumbing ordinances are organized together, and so on. And before you long for extreme codification, be careful. Because when municipalities these days find themselves, people calling for a code, the International Code Council and their body of model codes and acts are all waiting in the wings, just waiting for a check. And then they just simply have a meeting and they adopt this stuff like the International Property Maintenance Code and other egregious forms of control and war, waging war on you, the people. Again, dropping down a little further now, municipal research materials. One of the most difficult tasks in performing municipal research is finding an up-to-date version of the city or the county code. And that's absolutely the truth. You almost have to pry this stuff out with a crowbar or go in and sit and find it yourself. Here's the filing cabinet. See if you can find what you want in there. And I've done that. Myself and two others have gone into the county in McDonald County and spent one or two days, I don't recall, going through a whole wall full of filing cabinets, and it was all just helter-skelter. You had to go through every file trying to find what we were looking for. Never did find all that we were looking for, but we found enough to prove a point. The best place to review a code may be at the appropriate government office. City hall, city clerk's office, city council's office, county council's office, city attorney's office, etc. And these codes should be current and complete, but they're not always that way. They're not always current. They're not always complete. Sometimes you have to piece them together. It lets you know that it's a scheme. They draw their wages, they get their retirements, they spend their time, they serve the 2 years, they're in, they're out, and they're gone. And what have they done? Not much, except for cause you grief. Municipal research procedures. Once you have found the code for your municipality, and that, like I said, that could be the needle in the haystack. The research technique used to locate the ordinances are similar to the research techniques used to locate federal or state statutes. The most common method of locating ordinances is to use the descriptive word approach. But if there's no organization in your town or your municipality, even the descriptive word approach and some of the other techniques we talked about earlier will be ineffective. You'll just have to go through folder after folder. Codes are usually maintained in loose leaf binders, or sometimes just in, the manila file folders that contain all of the municipality's ordinances numbered sequentially. That would be a blessing. An index is provided at the end of the binder. and you would use this index to locate ordinances just as you would any other index. Think of words and phrases that describe the problem that you're researching and insert these into the alphabetically arranged index, and you'll be directed to the appropriate ordinance. Most codes also contain the city charter. And sometimes they don't. Sometimes the city charter, well, we can't find it. They don't want to show you how restricted their authority actually is. They would assume you don't know. They would just assume that you did never see the original charter. Some people are more bold than that. Some counties, well, some cities, they'll frame it and put it out on the wall. Municipal codes are rarely annotated. In other words, there's no comments. There's no notes. That is, after you read the ordinance relating to the issue you're researching, you are seldom directed to cases interpreting the ordinance. Some of the ordinances passed by small towns have never made their way to court. You'd be operating under first instance. It was the first time anybody, you're the first person ever came to a county meeting. We're surprised. We're glad to see you here. But nice to see you, young man, but you're the first ones ever been here. We didn't know anyone lived in the county that cared. Ever heard that before? I have. Each ordinance is usually followed only by a brief historical note indicating when the ordinance was enacted. And it's a very brief note, signed by such and such on such and such a day, and that's all you get. One of the best places to find cases interpreting municipal ordinances in Shepherd's Citations for your state. Remember, the Uniform Law Commission and your state's legislative bill drafting agency and your regional councils of government. Sometimes these ordinances come down from above. Sometimes they come all the way from The Hague. They come all the way from the international court. And they find their way all the way down to your local county, and one of your regional agents comes in, and they go, well, you guys need to pass this. Everybody in the country is doing it. And so at the next council meeting, they go, all those in favor of passing ordinance number 2929 signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Motion carries. Pass it. Put it in the box, would you please, honey? Tells the clerk, and then it's gone. You never see it again. But it's there. It's been passed. It's like a time bomb waiting to bite you. At the back of each volume of the Shepherd's Citations, we spoke about that, shepherdizing, for your state, after the entries relating to the statutes, is a section that will direct you to cases that have interpreted ordinances. So maybe someone in your state has worked through this before, but it's in a different county. But you can use that information to help build your argument right where you are. Moreover, Shepherd's publishes volumes entitled Ordinance Law Annotations, which direct you to cases, annotations, and law review articles that cite ordinances. And this set is arranged by topic. Of course, we've talked about that a little bit briefly. Lexis and LexisNexis. And Shepherd's Citations. And just go in and find out about Shepherd's Citations. Go to a law library, if there's one near you, and find out, ask the law librarian about Shepherd's Citations. You must shepherdize all of your work and your research to make sure that what you're dealing with is still valid law. Well, that's it for today. Hope you've enjoyed the broadcast. I've certainly enjoyed being here. Today's my birthday. I'm now 58 years old. Good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.